Hey, loves. I am so excited to be here with you guys today because I'm going to talk about a topic that I am so passionate about. And I'm just so excited about this podcast because I'm in the middle of creating a whole new course on how to manifest your soulmate. So I couldn't contain keeping all this information to myself. It's like bubbling over, and the course has not launched yet. So I have to get some of this information out. So this is just like a little teaser, just a little bit of information so that you all can take it, apply it, and just I really hope that it blesses you and helps you find that one. So, this is the exact stuff that I teach my private clients. So, I wanted to just talk about what manifesting a soulmate actually means because it's probably not what you're thinking. I'm sure you've heard about creating a vision board and visualizing who you want to be with and praying for that person to come into your life and all that jazz that people tell you. While all that is very important, and it's definitely an important part of the process, it's actually not it. I mean, it is part of the process, but it's not all you're supposed to do. You can't just write your soulmate on a piece or what you want in a soulmate on a piece of paper or a vision board and then expect him to like fall from the tree. It just doesn't happen that way. It's just like, when we want to manifest, let's say $1,000. We can't just write it down and visualize it and then not take inspired action on creating that money or having it come to us. So, and that's the exact same thing with a soulmate. You have to create and follow inspired action to get them to come into your life. So that is, and there's a lot of things that you have to do to make that happen. So, it's so beyond creating that vision board or a soulmate list. And you're definitely not going to find your soulmate just dating whoever and whatever guy is out there. I hear a lot of women say they date a lot of men at the same time so that they can, weed them out and narrow down. Well, that's okay, but you should be very mindful about who you're dating and that it's not just a bunch of people so that you're trying to weed it down to one person, but that you're being very purposeful. You're doing it with purpose. You're being mindful about who you're dating. You're not just dating any Joe Smo. You are purposely attracting high quality dates into your life. You're bringing them in. You're weeding them out before you even have to go on that first date. And then you narrow it down to a key, key men that are high quality. So, and at the same time, you are creating those energetic minimums that you put out there in that energetic state to attract the right man, to attract those right dates, to swipe on those right men, to choose the right men, and to intuitively pick the right dates. Because if we don't do that, we waste so much time. I mean, how many times have you guys said, oh, that was a horrible first date? That was, the worst first date ever. I had such a horrible time. I was looking for a way to get out. If you're doing that too much, if you're doing it even like one or two times, it's way too much. You don't want to waste your time. You want to put your energy into the dates that might potentially matter. So it's really important that you start attracting those high quality dates from the get-go. And if you don't have the right energy, you have to correct it so that you don't attract the wrong ones. And that's what energetic alignment is. It aligns you to those higher quality dates. It aligns you to your potential soulmate. It prepares you to meet your soulmate, and it aligns everything perfectly so that you meet in that divine timing, but at that same time, you are working on becoming the best version of yourself. You are doing all those things to align you to meet your soulmate in that right timing, and it will sweep you away. You won't know it's happening. It will happen all of a sudden. So here's the basics. It's just an energy thing, and it's putting all those things together with that energetic alignment to call that soulmate in. So that's what attracting the right dates into your life is all about. It's a combination of all those things put together. And it's actually not that hard. We make it way more complicated than it should be. We have all these different podcasts we listen to, like you're listening to mine, of dating tips and what to do and what not to do, and we make it so complicated. And it's really supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a journey into becoming the best version of yourself. It's that journey of finding your soulmate, and it's supposed to be one of the best times of your life because it will change your life. So I know it sounds like a lot, but there's really simple practices that you can put into place to begin to shift your energy to attract those high quality dates. So let's not make it so complicated. So for example, my intuition swiped right on my man. Okay, I was immediately drawn to his eyes and I did not know why. I had no clue looking at him or going on the first few dates that we would actually stay together. This was my one. I just knew I wanted to get to know him. So when I saw his profile picture, his eyes drew me on and I knew I just wanted to get to know him. So I just swiped right, thinking, okay, let's see what happens. In worst case, I kept thinking, well, he would be an amazing friend. So as I got to know him, I thought worst case, he would be an amazing friend to hang out with. I was really laid back about it. There was no pressure. And when I was swiping through Bumble, I was actually researching online dating and I had just told my guy friend that I was taking a sabbatical from dating. But at the same time, I had mindfully decided what I wanted in a soulmate, and I was doing the inner work to attract them. I was doing the outer work. I was doing the inner work to attract them, but I wasn't so focused on the how or the pressure of it. I wasn't needy in the process. I just let it flow. And then that's when the universe and God stepped in and worked the magic, and voila, there he was. And I honestly didn't think I would meet the one, my one on Bumble, but that is proof that you don't limit where you'll meet your soulmate. You can't limit where that's going to happen. You can't limit the how. You have to be open about that and know that that divine timing, that divine place. It could be church, it could be online, it could be at a speed dating event, it could be with a matchmaker, it could be while you're at a coffee shop, it could be at the grocery store. You have no clue where you'll meet your soulmate. So you have to leave that open to God and the universe of creating that for you. You just do the work, and that's where the miracles happen. So the energy you are working on and putting out there will actually determine what type of date you attract. So here's the thing. Are you repeating past dating patterns? Are you still dating those bad boys, those emotionally unavailable men? What keeps coming up in your dating life? Think about that for a moment. What keeps coming up? Is it the same things? Do you say, I just keep attracting the same type of men, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm a great person, which I'm sure you are, but there's things that we do, even as great people with good intentions, we sometimes attract the wrong things into our life. So if you are completely frustrated and not enjoying your dating life, then there's some type of energetic block going on, and it's crucial that you identify it. Because if you don't, you'll keep repeating the same dating patterns over and over and over. And I am so guilty. I did this for years and years until I was like, holy cow, I've got to do something different. I keep attracting the same type of men. I keep having these failed relationships. And what is the common denominator? It's not them, it's me. I'm the one that keeps putting myself in these relationships. So you have to identify that energetic block, that dating block that's going on, because if you don't, you will keep repeating the same dating patterns, and that's where heartbreak ends up. That's where it feels like we're doing the same thing over and over, and it becomes frustrating and it's not fun anymore. So when I'm talking to singles, I can almost immediately pinpoint what their dating block is just by asking about their current dating life. And I'm spot on, I would say the majority of the time. Actually, I've never known a time where I wasn't spot on. So that's the block that keeps them from being successful. It's that dating block, that energetic block that they don't realize and they haven't identified that they have because it's become a habit in their life. It's become a pattern. So you've got to do the work. You've got to do the inner work. Search for the answers that are holding you back from living your best life. If you don't, you will stay in the same cycle. And that's the definition of insanity. Or what is the definition of insanity, actually? It is doing the same thing over and over and expecting the same results. So if you are getting the same results, it is time to make a change. So let's start today by identifying some key areas that could be holding you back. Actually, I want you to get out your journal and journal this. I want you to take a moment to really dig deep. I know this is a short podcast, but it will get the wheels turning about your dating life. And I hope it makes some major changes. So get out the journal and a pen. You can pause the podcast and come back, but answer each one of these questions. Number one, do you have any bitterness or unforgiveness from past relationships? This is a huge one. If you do, there are definite, big, huge, humongous blocks going on in your relationships, in your dating life. Okay, so identify those. And it's important to let those things go and work on that forgiveness. I know some of you have been through horrible things, unspeakable things, and how you've been treated in relationships, but you have to start working on that forgiveness. It's not about forgiving them. I mean, it is, but it's really about setting yourself free because they still hold power over you when you hold on to that bitterness and unforgiveness. Okay, number two. What have your past relationships taught you? And are you still carrying these things? So a lot of times past relationships teach us limiting beliefs on what relationships are like, what men are like, how men treat us. And a lot of times we form these limiting beliefs around relationships or men, and it actually holds us back from finding those healthy relationships. So what have your past relationships taught you? And are you still carrying these beliefs from those relationships? Number three, are you living with purpose? Are you living following your passions? If you're not living fully now, someone can't come in and complete your life. So it's so important that you are living with purpose. You are out there doing the things you love. You're exploring your passions. So make sure that you are living with purpose and you're living with your passions and doing your passions. Number four, do you have clear standards and boundaries, or do you just date whoever? It's important to set these standards and boundaries from the get-go. Even if he's completely good-looking, but he lacks certain values that you hold dear, why would you date him? You can't change him. Don't start that relationship. It ends in heartbreak. So make sure you have clear standards and boundaries. Now this doesn't mean you can just go on a date and start telling him all your standards and boundaries. That is kind of scary, scares people off, but just have them from the get-go, because I think when you already know those, you are more confident and you radiate that you have clear values and standards and you attract more people like that. So don't just date whoever just because they're good looking. Actually set those standards and boundaries. Number five, what is your relationship goal? Now, this create clarity around this, because a lot of times, you know, we just say, you know, we're looking for someone that will treat us well, that wants to get married and have kids and all these things. But what is your actual relationship goal? You know, what does that look like 5 years, 10 years from now when the honeymoon phase is over and you're in everyday life together? What do you want to be doing with this person? How do you want to feel with this person? Create clarity around this. Okay, so those are just five quick journal exercises to help you create more clarity, identify some blocks, and create the path to finding your soulmate. So if you want to dig with me deeper into this and learn how to manifest your man, identify all your dating blocks and get rid of them, and what is actually holding you back, then this is where we break the chains of unhealthy relationship patterns, heartbreak, and we call in the one. And this is all in my new course, Manifest Your Man, which launches this summer. And we do the work together. I show you exactly how it's done. You put it into action and we do that thing together. And I'm so excited because all my coaching clients are in relationships and this is the stuff that I taught them. So join me for my upcoming Manifest Your Man course. There's 5 modules, live Q&As, and all kinds of good stuff, bonuses, all kinds of stuff to help you call in that one. So this is where you find the resources you need to call him in. And this is the exciting stuff, guys. This is where things happen. This is where the magic happens. And I teach you all of it in my new course. I cannot wait to launch it. So if you want to get on the waiting list, you'll also get a coupon code. Go to my website. I'll put the link below in this podcast, but you can go to my website, go under courses. You'll see a drop down. It'll say Manifest Your Man. Click on that link and put in your email address. And I will send you a code when it launches so you can get $100 off. So I'm so excited. I hope to see you guys there. Have a fabulous day. And let's get this started. Let's manifest your soulmate.